But because this, and I don't know who it is, he wouldn't tell me, this person called the governor's office, they immediately sent them to my house.
So it's obviously either an elected official or someone.
Is this serious? Are you serious?
A public figure?
If this is an April Fool's Day joke, then it is on me and my family at this point, because everything I am reciting to you is the absolute truth so far.
I was thinking that, I mean, I got Bert's tweet and I was like, I bet you I know who came to the house yesterday afternoon. That's what I thought all day yesterday.
I didn't even think about that because you sent that tweet out and I didn't even think that was connected to that at all.
What was your tweet?
Stacey, I just wrote, and I wrote this on Facebook also. I wrote, not entirely shocked by who just showed up, who just knocked at my door. So now the DFACS worker is there, and he's really serious about it. And he said once they got the call, they all went around my Facebook page, and they were looking at it, and they couldn't tell if it was real or not. They're looking at Hayden's face, and he's doing such a good acting job that they were like, I guess we got to go out there. It doesn't make any sense to us. But we got to go on out to the house. So he does. He comes out yesterday. Hayden's not there, but he's checking Hollis out left and right. And he's asking me questions. And he's asking the babysitter all sorts of questions. And because Hayden is not there, he leaves. And he's actually at my house right now again. Right this second.
Before
Hayden goes to school at 8 o'clock, Hayden and my wife right now at this very second are talking to a DFACS worker.
Oh, no.
So are you mad at us for making you do it?
No, I'm not mad at you.
Then it worked. Our April Fool's Day joke got us a call to Sonny's office. It's the best April Fool's Day joke of all time.
Now, here's where else I thought. Though. Yeah, it's really freaky. Now,
I'm in such a world of distrust because of April Fool's that I'm sitting here just like, really?
Yeah, and really so freaky. Up until last night when I went to sleep, I recited one word or one sentence to Stacey probably a dozen times. I want you to swear on your family that this is not an April Fool's Day joke that you're in on. And she said, no, absolutely not. And she was freaked out about it last night. And I got to tell you, when I knew DFACS was coming this morning, I haven't cleaned my office in 4 weeks. It is clean because I figured they were going to go through every room and every office and the family is freaked.
How do you know the DFACS worker is real?
I feel bad now.
He brought the badge, so I saw the badge, and are you joking with me?
No.
Oh, you are, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm just wondering how you
know. You've got that look on your face.
He does.
Have that joke.
You do.
Because it would be a really bad joke at this point.
I'm not.
Stacey would be really pissed.
I'm not. On the warm line. I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. I'm just wondering how you knew the DFACS worker was real.
I mean, he had the badge, and we've made a copy of the badge, and we have it up online right now at Q100Atlanta.com. We took the dude's face and his name.
Are you really behind it?
No.
If dude,
sure.
Swear to God.
Okay.
Because it almost makes me mad that DFACS would be that fast on you when there's plenty of homes that DFACS needs to be in.
There's a whole bunch of things that just don't make sense to me in this whole story, which is why I still even now believe that's like an April Fool's Day joke.
Huh.
And
it
I thought
sounds
even
so weird.
I mean, I'm doing every scenario in my head. Like if Jeff was behind this and he told you guys about it, I know that you guys would stand up and you'd say, "There's no way that we can do that."
That's
it would be too stressful.
Yeah,
Stacey would be a mess. There's no way. So I thought
that's too serious. And that's something
it doesn't
like,
make any sense because the governor's office has a lot more to worry about than I don't know. Whatever.
But I think
I don't put it really on the. And I'm thinking in my head also, the governor's been in this studio 5 times. He knows about Bert's big adventure. Well, everybody in his office knows also. So a lot of it's just not making sense.
I mean, I'm not putting it on the governor's office because you have to respond to whatever, but it just sounds weird. It still doesn't sound real to me.
And all I could think of is even if it was a joke, they couldn't send a real DFACS worker out to my house because if it ever got out that it was a joke, people would be like, you're spending our tax money on joking a radio guy?
Right.
So if it's a joke, I don't believe the governor's office is behind it at all.
Now, that would be bragging rights if I could get Governor Sonny Perdue to help me out with an April Fool's Day prank using government agencies.
It's like it went too well.
It went too well for one some really naive, high-powered person.
Like, I don't know if everyone actually has, a permanent record, but is this something that goes on some permanent record
it doesn't.
Stacey?
That was one of my first questions. I asked him yesterday. I'm like, so are we stuck here? Like, if somebody else wants to prank me, are we flagged? And he said, no, there's a division where they just send a DFACS worker out to your house, and if they find nothing, then you go into the dismissed file. It's never, ever red flagged or anything like that.
Dang, but I would hate that if that were the case.
Now, let me.
Do you know how many times I spanked my kid in 6 years? Twice?
Right.
But let me
and
ask
even
you
then, I had 48 hours of complete guilty pang.
Because normally you just burn them with a cigarette, right?
But that
no
since,
jokes.
Since that listener since that listener used the phone to call the governor's office, doesn't that still qualify?
Yes.
Is the fact that we won this whole
oh,
thing?
Oh, Melissa.
What?
This is the best April Fool's Day radio joke ever.
I
don't believe the defects thing.
Stacey's on the warm line right now, and I firmly believe when I pick her up, she's going to go, dude, I was just messing with you. Because I still, everything's just not making sense to me.
But she swore on her family last night that she wasn't joking.
She swore on Hayden Hollis and her mother, everybody.
But if her toes are crossed, it doesn't count.
Did you have your fingers crossed?
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Are they there right now?
No, uh-uh.
Was he there this morning and left already?
Yeah.
Was it a joke?
No. And whoever did it's not funny.
Yeah, I don't know that it's somebody did it as a joke or somebody like that was listening was really serious that really thought that we might do that to Hayden.
Whoever it was they have serious issues.
Well,
it's fair. I think it's fair.
If they really thought
by the initial joke.
I mean, Hayden was so good.
Yeah.
I mean, he really was, and the makeup was so good that this could have happened out of genuine concern. And if that's the case, then I can't put it on anybody. I'll tell you who the person I'm kicking myself in the ass because I've said for 7 years we don't do these. And the one time I say yes, this is how it ends up. So I'm busting my own ass for not following my gut.
Dude, this is a legendary story. Like every radio station does April, there's an amusement park at an intersection of two roads that run parallel. Ha ha ha, that's funny. And everything the next day, oh, there's crickets running behind all the sun. Ah, that's funny. You had the governor's office involved in your April Fool's Day joke.
I know, but here's what you're missing. Like, from the outside looking in, I'm sure you think it's funny, but when defects comes to your home and you're flagged for your kids, it really is a very, very serious thing. Like, I can't find a lot of humor in it.
Right, but now that it's all said and done and everything's fine.
Well,
let's
talk to Stacey. Yeah. She's on the phone. What happened this morning? Did they see that he did not have a tattoo, and was that enough, or did they still interrogate you?
No, they didn't ask me any questions at all. I mean, he just came to the door, and he was very, very nice, and I went to the door with Hayden because I knew, you know, why he was here. And pulled Hayden's shirt sleeve up so he could see his arm. And he said, nope, doesn't look like there's any tattoo there. And he said, your daddy's a pretty funny guy. And then, you know, that was about it. But he was really sweet to Hayden when he first got here. He was like, you know, like, I hear you're a celebrity and you did a funny joke. And so he was making him feel real comfortable. So he didn't really know, you know, what was going on. We just told him this was some guy that didn't believe daddy's joke and he had to come see for himself.
And, you know, I took his name off of the badge and I took his face off the badge that's posted because I figured you guys wouldn't believe me. That's why I posted the defects badge. And I don't know what this guy's name is, but he was a really nice guy yesterday.
Really
I mean,
he
was almost apologizing for having to be there.
Having to go. And
yeah.
I mean, he did this morning, too. He's like, I'm really sorry that y'all had to go through this or whatever. So, you know, I mean, it's legit, and it's not funny at all. There's nothing funny about it. I'm never going to laugh about it. You know, when somebody, it's just not funny.
Well, I mean,
and I don't care if they say it goes in a dismiss file or not. D-backs came to our house for absolutely no reason, for something totally ridiculous, and it just devastating.
Well, if you're angry, you can't be angry at the person that actually made the call because we don't know what their motivation was. If it was real, then that's a legit call. I think if you have anybody to be mad at, it's me for going along with it, you know?
Man. Well, you guys all thought everybody would understand it's a
Come
joke.
Come on. I mean, based on the care, like who I, it's just not possible. That's why I figured, that's why we didn't get one call on it yesterday.
I think it's a badge of honor for your kid, too. I'm bragging about that for the rest of my life.
No.
Because you put
such a good actor.
He did do a good job. Do a great job.
And you know what? I hope Hayden understands the power that he has now it's over true. You. He turns on those tears in a public place. D-Facts will be right back at your house.
Man, you guys need to move to Hollywood this summer and get that kid starting acting in commercials immediately.
Shocked. Seriously, right? He's got the Academy Award in his back pocket. All right, baby. I'm sorry about it this morning.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry that it went to that place.
Yeah.
I'm so shocked.
I can't. I cannot believe it.
Yeah, I bet. We were both really, really nervous last night. Like,
I'm sure.
We're looking around the house, like, is there anything in the house right now that could, you know, somehow, some way indicate to them that we're not good parents? I mean, when you got the threat.
Absurd.
Yeah, it was absurd.
Absurd. The whole thing is absurd. I mean,
It was
God. I like freak out if he has a hangnail.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, we would ever do anything, you know, to hurt him. I'm too soft.
Yeah.
But it was so believable. I mean, it was just that the pictures spoke for themselves.
All right, honey, I'm going to take some calls I'll talk to you okay. later. Bye bye.
I might go to morning show boot camp this year just to brag about this. Seriously.
This is radio success.
This
story.
Is the greatest April Fool's Day joke ever.